This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Seven after the hour now, it's the Talk Radio Review, a weekly roundup of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, courtesy of the research that's done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers. He'll be along as a part of our two-hour coverage of the stories and the people every week, and mostly every weekend, because we do it at the end of the week, and it airs on stations all around the country during the course of the weekend. We're focused on the charts from Talkers for the week of April 22nd to the 26th. Joining me here is Jay Kirshner from the Good Day program, and Jennifer Horn will be with us as well from KRLA in Los Angeles. We have 10 stories, as usual, to talk about, and we have 10 people on the list. So let's start with the people list. So Jay, the number 10 person on the list is Bad Vlad. Puking Putin.
Show me a week where he's not on the list.
I know, right. Yeah, exactly. The week, hopefully, he gets run over by a truck. Take care of him, and he doesn't have to be on the list anymore. Mr. Netanyahu from Israel is at number 9. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is at 8. Marjorie Taylor Greene is at 7. Manoush Shafiq is at 6. Michael Cohen is 5. Juan Merchan is 4. Mike Johnson is 3. Mr. Trump is 2. And Jumpin' Joe Biden is number 1 on the people list. So that would lead us into how do those folks play into the story list. And number 10 on the list is the bird flu story about milk and whether you're going to get sick if you drink milk. I'll go into that whole thing because that's my number one thing. Frankly, for me, in my world, you know, we do the Food, Farm, and Family reports every week on the Good Day program, every day, actually. And we do a weekly program for the American Family Farmer. And this thing has been something that a lot of people have gotten concerned about. And I understand why you're concerned, but I'm going to tell you that you don't have anything to be concerned about, and I'll tell you why that is as we go through the course
of the
program.
Yeah, I'm shocked that's even on this list.
Yeah, I am. Well, because it's gossipy stuff. It's kind of like the Boeing thing, right? I mean, everybody's all concerned about Boeing planes, and I don't want to ride on a Boeing plane. You really don't have anything to worry about. There's something to be concerned about, yes, but do you worry about it? Is it something that is going to end your life as you know it?
Probably not.
No.
Prayerfully not.
Probably not.
But with the Boeing thing, there's a lot of people that are like, well, don't ride Boeing planes. And then there's a lot of people, well, don't ride this specific airline on a Boeing plane. And then it goes a step further where there are a lot of people that are like, do not fly out of San Francisco on a United plane if it's a Boeing plane. Like,
if it leaves at 5 o'clock.
Down to the nitty-gritty. Yes,
right,
exactly.
Yeah.
Right?
So, yeah, it's nonsense. I will tell you, I've ridden this past, you know, in the wintertime, I'm on a plane 3-4 times a week. And I have been on 737s in recent weeks. I've been on Airbus 321s. I'm on them more than anything else, going back and forth from Boston to Los Angeles. But going down to Florida and going out, we have to, I don't know how we're going to do this. We've got to calm people down. But it's very difficult because the news media works against that, and then social media works against it because there's always this inflammation of, oh, this is going to happen. And so I will just, as an aside, address something that isn't part of the top 10 story list, but yet something that I talked about on the Good Day program because it came, it's part of what's trending and part of what's all over social media, the impact of the 20,000 or so Chinese men who have come illegally across the border. The government knows it. Chinese coming across the same as Hispanics. And there are thousands of them. What are they doing? Where are they going? There are some people who theorize that the, what was it last week, Jay, we were talking about it, when the, was it last week or the week before, when the power grid went out in four different states.
They said they were able to narrow it down to a telephone pole or a power pole or something being put up. And there are a lot of conspiracy theories on social media saying that that was done on purpose to see how, like, what would happen if it actually did happen, to start practicing the safety protocols.
So there you go. See where that goes. Okay, other stories on the list here. The aforementioned migrant situation with the Chinese, number 9. NPR and its problems, number 8. Number 7 is the aid package that was passed this week. That's why Mike Johnson's number 3 on the list, and Marjorie Taylor Greene is on the list because she wants to get rid of Mike Johnson. I see. Let's. Number
for Gates.
Number 6. That the aforementioned process and problem that we're talking about. Abortion, number 5. Presidential race is 4. The presidential immunity case, which is really something to behold when you get right down to it, whether a president can serve or can. They narrowed the scope, it would seem. They're going to announce the ruling, results of their ruling until June, but that could be enough to stall the trial until after the election, and so we'll have a president on trial instead of a presidential candidate on trial. How's that going to look for the rest of the world?
Since I've been able to vote, I really didn't pay much attention to politics until then, in the presidential elections, until I was old enough to vote, but since my experience as being a voting American, I do not recall a single presidential election year where it was this chaotic.
Yeah, like, and we're not even there yet. This is April.
This is right.
Yeah. What's it going to be like over the summer and into the fall? Craziness. It's all created. People sometimes say to me I've had this conversation like 4 times this week about who I'm voting for, because that's on the minds of people, and it becomes a conversation when they find out what I do for a living. And so, okay, what are you talking about? Are you talking about Trump on the air? And I said, not as much. Oh, why is that? Because there's nothing that comes out of it that's new. It's the same old stuff day in and day out. So then I tell them that I'm going to vote for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I say, why are you going to do that? Isn't that a waste of your vote? No.
I hate that rhetoric.
I know.
I know hate is such a strong word, but I loathe it so much.
Yeah. So here's the scenario. If you could do this, those of you who think things through, who don't like Biden and you don't like Trump because he is kind of who he is, it's his personality, it isn't his policies. So if we could find somebody, look around for someone who has basically the same sort of policy bent as Trump does, find that person and let's vote for him, then that would be A-okay. All right, 15 after the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Roundup.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testinor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text BODY to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text BODY to 321-321. That's BODY to 321-321.
Doug Stephanie with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. The last time we talked to Elizabeth Miller, we were touting the 27th anniversary and the special savings for buying the various products that are available. Not only is Calotren, in which folks who are smart enough to take advantage can get up to 50% off the product. Is this for all products?
It is, y'all. It's on everything. And, you know, like Doug said, that is number one for weight loss, is number one for health. It's also drug-free, stimulant-free, so there's nothing in it that's going to affect you negatively. There's no side effects with this product. This one's actually good for you.
One of the great things about this, by the way, use a Doug and you get free shipping and access to all these things, but you can get a counselor to help you in your weight loss efforts, and that's a fabulous thing, unique to the Calotren folks. Toploss.com is where you go. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. All right, 17 after the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Review roundup of the top stories. James, please take yourself out of the audio mix, please. Thank you very much. All right. So we're back into looking at the focus this week. Jennifer, we're having a technical problem getting Jennifer on the air. That's why she's not here, but we'll get to it. And so in the meantime, looking at some of the other stuff, what I was just saying about Trump, kind of, you know, if we could get to some of the issues of the day, how much better off would we be as a country if we didn't have his personality and we had his policies? Because when you really think about it, it's his personality that people object to, not his policies.
Well, and it's personality that people admire, too, and have started to follow. It seems like, and I don't know that we can blame this solely on Trump, but it seems like since his presidency, there have just been bullying across the board for all ages, in person, online, has been so ramped up because it's almost become socially acceptable for a politician so high that we held not just accountable, but with some level of decorum, with grace and all of that, where it was just allowed. So, I don't know. It just seems like there's so much more anger and hatred.
Well, there is.
And people feel more comfortable being nasty to each
much
other.
Much of it, yeah. He's a sign of the times. Not maybe the cause of all of it, but certainly he considerably contributes to the lack of decorum that we find today. People, you know, and he's so public about his, you know, stick it in your ear approach to things and up yours. I'm, you know, me and I'm going to show you guys and I can talk and the judge can't do anything about it. You know, that kind of stuff. So what lesson does that teach children who are being asked by their parents or taught by their parents to be respectful human beings? Trump is not respectful. And you can say, well, he's not respectful because these people are taking advantage of him and they're trying to do him in and all that other stuff.
But even before then. I mean,
yeah,
he was such a... People loved him as a reality star. People were quoting him from You're Fired.
You're Fired!
Shows and all of that stuff because he is who he is. He was who he was.
And he made a good personality on television.
Yeah, exactly. It was like the same thing. And people loved it during him, given those circumstances.
I used to watch The Apprentice just to see when he says, you're fired. Right? That's why I watched the show. And so look at what we got as a result of that. And so anyway, yeah, I mean, if we could create with artificial intelligence, I don't even believe that I'm saying this, a person or a being who had Trump's personality, who didn't have Trump's personality, but the policies, because most of the policies are much better for America. And I think that's why thinking people that you talk to who want to vote for Trump, they can't stand his personality either. And when I met him in person at the Mar-a-Lago having lunch, and he was kind of soft and kind, and he seemed like a decent, almost a fun guy. But, you know, we all have different sides to our personality. So the fact that we spend as much, look at this, we've just spent the last 4 minutes talking about him. And that's really what the problem is, frankly. All right, it's 21 after the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review.
Here's Laura Reynolds.
You know, we've seen EVs and hybrids on the roads for a long time, but did you know that not all first...
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now 23 after the hour, this is the overview that we call the roundup of what's going on in News Talk Radio this week. Jennifer Horn is here with Jay Kirshner, and I always, when Jen is here, other than talking about a lot of the political stuff, I always like to throw a few things at her, so stay tuned for a discussion of the bullet train.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty in California. You can do 12 hours on just California.
Exactly. All right, but during this portion of our daily program in each hour, we have social media in the focus, and certainly this week there's a lot, including one of the items that's in the story list from Talkers is the TikTok legislation. It's number 8 this week. So the CEO of TikTok says the app is not going anywhere. This is his statement after Jumpin' Joe signed the legislation that will ban the platform if it's not sold. And the guy's president says his name is Xu Zhi Chu. Okay, Mr. Chu, chew on this. No mistake, he says. The ban, a ban on TikTok, a ban on you and your voice. Oh, yeah, what do you expect these guys to say? Don't get confused. Many who sponsored the bill admit a TikTok ban is their ultimate goal. Yeah, because it's connected to the Chinese government. Hello? Yeah. And them monitoring. We have the Chinese are in under our skin everywhere. So this may be a superficial approach to trying to deal with the problem. But the thing that is questionable here, and this is what we always talk about, Jennifer and Jay, the fact that the legislation was tied to the bill that
the funding bill
for Ukraine, Israel
and
Taiwan.
You know, we're funding both sides of that war now. You're sending money to both Israel and to Gaza. You've got all the money that's going to Ukraine, all the money that goes to Taiwan, and then you've got TikTok. I mean, it just seems so bizarre. But I just wish that people would do the right thing with TikTok, because what I don't want people using TikTok when it's tied to the Chinese Communist Party. I don't want them to have any easier access to our lives than they already have. But at the same time, I don't love the way it feels to have the American president, the American government, because truly it is the president who gets
to decide.
It feels like China. Yeah, saying, nope, we can't have this app. And so then on that respect, it's like, can't we just do the right thing? And can't parents just tell their kids no TikTok? And if people just didn't use TikTok, then we would be able to put them out of business the right way instead of having just one person with all.
That's how you put anybody out of business.
No government officials can use TikTok.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
I mean, what if Trump gets in and says, you know what, I'm going to get rid of NPR or something. You have people go crazy.
And that's more of a likely scenario than not.
Exactly. And probably would make more sense.
Yeah. Right. All right. Another social media thing. Federal Trade Commission has sent $5.5 million in refunds to Ring customers as part of a video privacy settlement. This is something the Amazon owns Ring, and they were charged with failing to protect private video footage. Remember all of the things? Mm-hmm. This is kind of like TikTok in a sense, because they're looking at what you could see on these doorbell thingamabubbers, right? The Ring, the doorbell camera,
yeah.
Home
they're
security.
They're taking the footage to train algorithms without people's consent.
Right. So anyway, they also, by the way, were charged with failing to implement key security protections which enabled hackers to take control of your account, your camera, your video. So not only were there people watching that shouldn't have been, but there were people who were stealing, invading your privacy.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, the settlement requires Ring to delete content that was found to be unlawfully obtained. So who's going to monitor that? Who's in charge of protecting you here? Are they going to send agents to who knows where to find this stuff? How do you even know who has the stuff? Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about that for a minute. Nobody knows who has this stuff. This is it's too much damn technology, man.
You especially when it's connected to the internet. Anybody can hack in.
Yeah. You can hear that stuff every day on this program. 28 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
Membership has its privileges. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Are you a AAA member? Nice to have, just in case.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court deliberating on whether Donald Trump is immune from criminal prosecution for actions he took while in office, focusing on federal election interference charges. Your special counsel attorney, Michael Dreeben.
The framers knew too well the dangers of a king who could do no wrong.
They therefore devised a system to check abuses of power, especially the use of official power for private gain.
Trump's attorney argued that prosecuting a president for official acts is incompatible with the Constitution. Economic growth in the U.S. during the first quarter of the year was significantly slower than expected. The Commerce Department's latest figures show the gross domestic product increased by just 1.6%, short of the forecast of 2.4%. And San Diego has become the top city for illegal immigrant arrivals at the southern border for the first time since the late 90s, surpassing Tucson, Arizona. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now 34 after the hour on the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the Focus done by some talkers of some consequence, Jennifer Horn from KRLA, and this program here on the overview of what's going on, and Jay Kirshner and I, who make up the mornings and the afternoons and evenings, depending on week. People, a lot of people carry the Good Day program all over the week, all over the day, weekends, you name it, we're there. So I wanted to get to Jennifer about something that wasn't in the top 10 story list, at least as far as the nation is concerned. However, in Los Angeles, people are buzzing about the $12 billion high-speed passenger rail line that's going to be built between Las Vegas and L.A. They're starting construction right away. They figure that you'll be able to buy a ticket and get on a train by 2028. It'll be 218 miles.
That's curious. What's happening in 2028?
Maybe another election.
Olympics are coming.
The Olympics, yay!
How about that? It's like that's what they're cleaning everything up for. They're destroying everything and cleaning it all up just so that it'll be nice for 2 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. All right, anyway, so the Secretary of Transportation said this is going to be great. Thousands of union jobs, new connections, better opportunity, less congestion, less pollution. Yeah, let's hear it for less pollution. A lot of pollution in the air with people talking about this. So how does it relate or not relate to the high-speed Cucamonga thing that was going to go from San Francisco to Los Angeles?
Yeah, if you pay attention to politics, because that story actually became national. The so-called bullet train between L.A. and San Francisco is literally a hole that the government officials throw our money into, and then they try to suck it back out for their selves. Dianne Feinstein, the former senator who's now passed, her husband had a no-bid contract on this. He was making tons of money off the train. The train goes nowhere. It's only got just, you know, a few miles of track relatively through Central California. And they said if they even completed it, it would be more expensive than to fly. And who would do that?
Right,
but
exactly.
This train between L.A. and Las Vegas, I'm more intrigued by because I think it does take a greater need because there are a lot of people from L.A. who drive to Vegas on the weekends.
Yeah, Jennifer Horn and her father, for example.
Don't go like I used to, but I mean, the traffic is really bad now.
You get
stuck.
You get to that. What is that curve? What do they call that curve?
The Cajon Pass.
Yeah. But there's another thing. Not the Cajon Pass so much as there's literally, it's called some kind of a curve. I remember driving it on 15. We've talked about it.
Definitely, as you leave L.A. and go up in towards Victorville, there is a curve. I don't know what it's called. But one thing that, because I was like, you know, this is a pretty good idea. If they can keep the prices low, I would see that people from L.A. would use that as an option besides flying and sitting in a car all day. And one of my listeners called in and said, but the uphill grade, it's like, you know, it's a pretty steep elevation before you get into the high desert, is so tough that the train is not...
That's where that curve is as it goes up the hill into the mountains.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
And so he was saying that it's actually going to take the train a lot longer if you start in, like, Rancho Cucamonga, where the train tracks start, because you're going to have to make it up that curb. Even a bullet train is not going to be able to make it up fast.
Right.
So the best money would be to get on in Victorville and go to Vegas because then you've got a straight shot and it's all even. But
isn't it coming into the Union Station into downtown L.A.?
No, it's going into Rancho Cucamonga into the Inland Empire.
Why? Why isn't it coming into L.A.?
I think it'd be just too hard probably logistically to build train tracks through Los Angeles.
Well, they're doing it everywhere else. There's all kinds of trains. Look at what's going on at the airport.
Look
at that. Have you been to the airport lately and seen what they've built?
Awful.
It's my God. I don't want to ride on it just because it looks like it's going to fall over.
Yeah, that's all for the Olympics that they're doing this. They're getting,
God.
Everything ready.
Yep. Anyway.
They could fill a few potholes, if you ask me. That would be okay, too.
Lots of potholes. And lots of potholes everywhere this year, as usual. So this is the same company, by the way, that has run the fast train between Miami and Orlando.
And that's a good one, I hear. That people actually use that one. That's why I'm more encouraged about this project.
Yep, right, exactly. So it's going to pretty much follow Interstate 15, isn't it? That the track kind of goes along the interstate, if I'm not mistaken. But isn't there a track? Some of these areas have track already laid. So there's a track, there's a bed that they can use. They're not starting from scratch. That's what they often do with things like this, with building new trains,
it take this route as opposed to trying to get into Los Angeles proper.
Yeah, yeah. I suppose. I mean, I'm just thinking about how you would from Rancho Cucamonga. You'd follow. There's no room. That's the problem, right?
Yeah.
There's no place. There's no
You'd
open.
Have to get people out of their home, it would be a disaster.
Yeah, yep. It would be kind of messy. Yep. All right. Anyway, 4 hours. Well, maybe we'll take the run together. 30,000
That would be fun. Maybe I can get us on like the maiden voyage.
Yeah, that'd be
that
good.
Would
let's
be
do
fun.
That. Yeah, it would be fun. All right, let's talk about number 10, the bird flu and the hysteria about whether if you drink a glass of milk now you're going to die. This is a pretty good example. Actually, it's an excellent example of...
Sorry, I have the bird flu.
Yes, right. Like thank you. Caw, caw, caw. I taught, by the way, my grandson, Jasper, my son and my grandson and I were walking to the farmer's market last Sunday morning on Melrose, and there were crows in the street. So I looked at the crows, and I looked at Jasper, and Jasper's eyes are wide open, and I said, what do the crows say? And he says, caw, caw, caw. And so we spent the whole walk chasing the crows down the street, which was kind of an interesting
You're
reality.
You're chasing but, an old crow, aren't you?
Yeah, thank you very much, Jennifer. The fact that a lot of states are finding bird flu in their cows, let's talk about the science here and what the science is finding. The Food and Drug Administration has tested a number of samples of milk from various states. And so over the next few days, you'll hear more about the actual facts in this case. But I can tell you right now, as a farmer, what I know about the virus and what happens, even though I'm not a fan, I'm a fan of raw milk. But let's just talk about the pasteurized milk now and what pasteurization does. It's a heat treatment using microwaves and lasers. So it kills everything that's in the milk. So you're about, it kills the flavor, it kills the nutrition, but also kills the bugs. So you're about as likely to have something happen to you because of the bird flu in the milk as I am being about as likely getting on the next the trip to the space station. It is not going to happen. So if you, you know, people are analyzing once again the H5N1, bird flu virus, and that when you look at those numbers and you hear this stuff, it all gets people worked up. It is ridiculous to think, and I understand people wanting to be cautious. That makes sense. But to tell people not to drink milk because there's bird flu in it is absolutely false. It's ridiculous to think that. And so the agency has stressed in its material that the bird flu is inactive and it does not represent any virus that will, this is, I'm quoting officially, and you know me, I'm not much of a fan of the Food and Drug Administration, but it is interesting the position that they've taken because it is the correct position. They will continue to study the issue for sure, but there is absolutely, quote, not the findings of the, all the milk that's been tested do not represent actual viruses, and there is no risk to consumers.
Dot, right? Until Election Day 2024.
Sorry. Yeah, right.
I mean, you can't, I just, every time I hear these stories, it's like the fear-mongering. I feel like it's almost
God.
We go again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ridiculous. Okay, so that addresses that issue. I wanted to also bring into account, for those of you who haven't heard about La Nada.
And, nothing?
Well, Jay's laughing because we talked about this
El
this
Nino
week.
And La Nina's okay. Triplet.
Right. Yeah. Basically, the weather pattern now is not either El Nino or La Nina. It's La Nada. This is something the National Weather Service identified this week as the weather's neutral pattern. Thus, La Nada, that means the nothing, right?
We really have to put a name on everything.
We do.
Especially weather patterns now. You
yeah,
know, it's the,
right.
All the Pineapple
so,
Express and everything.
La Nada means, I explained the nothing part of it. So normal sea surface temperatures across the central and east central Pacific Ocean. This is where the weather starts along the equator. It has not been defined this way before. La Nada is the change between El Nino and La Nina. So La Nada is in the middle of El Nino and La Nina. Anyway, okay, so between now and June, there's an 85% chance that the odds of that La Nina will develop and or not is mitigated by La Nada. Is that confusing? Am I making any sense here, or is this?
So what happens? Just no rain,
nothing.
Overwhelming heat. No
right, exactly. There will be not a lot of anything. It's all kind of moderate, less the nothing. Nothing's happening.
People don't even think about the weather.
Yeah, right, exactly. Let's hope. Well, I mean, we all talk about the weather, but at any rate. So now, let's talk about the number one story this week, student protests. And we'll go to California once again, where the University of Southern California canceled their main graduation ceremony this past week because of all of the students arrested on that campus. And if you look around the campuses nationwide, you see the protest continuing. And the news media says, well, they're against the Israeli-Hamas war. Not really.
They're focused on,
they're focused on Palestine and what's happening to the Palestinians without any focus on how this all started to begin with. You look at, again...
Well, and they're not doing peaceful protests. They're shouting death to the Jews, and Jews are pigs.
Well, look what happened when Mike Johnson was... What college, what campus was Mike Johnson on this week? He got shouted down, but he stayed there anyway.
I mean, I appreciate if you want to protest the war. No war is different than die Jew pig. And that is what is being said to Jewish students who don't feel safe to go to these campuses, and there's no leadership. The campuses can't guarantee their protection.
Weakling presidents...
Like yeah, it's almost like that Occupy movement. If you remember, they're now putting up encampments. It's just,
you know,
it's
I'm going to go out on a limb here. I looked at the woman who was testifying, I think it was from Columbia this week, and then I thought back to the other testimony that came from other college campuses, and looking at these, say what you will, maybe, Stephanie's a sexist. No, but most of these college presidents in the Ivy Leagues are all women of color. They come from different backgrounds. And frankly, if you were to compile this all the video that came from these testimonies and the people who were there to support them, it's like a scene from the Star Wars bar. That scene where you see all these different characters that don't really know what they're saying. And it was so stark. All these people get questioned and they have no answers. They don't know what's going on.
They're flip-flopping all around. There should be a line in the sand.
How do these people get these jobs?
I don't know. But you can protest, but you can't shout hateful things to people. And you can't sleep here. They don't want to, like, poke the hornet's nest. And so you brought up USC, which is in my neck of the woods. And I have to say, I'm actually proud of them. They cleared them out. They brought in the police. So did Texas. And that's what you have to do.
Excuse me. What a lousy situation. All right. 48 after here on the Talk Radio Review.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on four lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
I'm a waitress, so I know the difference between regular shoes and Skechers slip-resistant work shoes. Skechers slip-resistant work shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera.
Thanks.
While regular shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera. And that difference is why I wear Skechers slip-resistant work shoes to keep me safe on my feet. Plus, they're easy to clean and have Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort throughout my shift. Get America's number one selling work shoe at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever work shoes are sold.
Is there anybody out there who doesn't know about MyPillow? If you're a MyPillow fan, or if you've never had the experience of MyPillow products, well, now is the time to save hundreds of dollars on hundreds of products, some of the things in the catalog you may not even know about. So here they have a $25 extravaganza on everything that is in the catalog at MyPillow.com. A couple of multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Six-pack of towels, $25. Four-pack of dish towels, $25. This is the first time they've ever done this. Premium My Pillows with the new Giza fabric on them. Any size, any level, even the king size ones are $25. Everything is on sale. This amazing offer won't last long. Check it out at MyPillow.com and use the discount code DS.
This report is sponsored by Facebook. Since the beginning of the spread of COVID-19 and social distancing, people have turned to Facebook to connect with
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure four-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, 53 past the hour on the Friday Good Day program. Time for our weekly visit for the weekend with Tom Kreitler, who's the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, also responsible for lots of great information that they have on their the whole I usually highlight two or three different things about the Money Pit, their podcast, the newsletter that they have, and then we have questions from our listeners to Tom, like Gary. Says his water pressure isn't good. He's pretty sure the water line from the street is made of galvanized steel, so he's found his problem, right? Yeah, I mean, that's it. It's all rusty.
Yeah.
Yeah, so how do you replace it? What do you do?
You want to know if you could put a pump on it to boost the pressure, and that would only make it worse.
Yes.
Because your pipes are always very, very fragile. I'm thinking Swiss cheese here, even though you can't see it. It's rusting internally, Gary, and what it does is it constricts like a clogged artery.
Yeah.
And so there's no fix here except for replacing the pipes. That said, you don't have to do them all at once. I've found that the horizontal pipes are the ones that are the worst. So if you have accessible pipes like in a crawl space or basement, I would replace those first and then do anything that goes up through walls and ceilings second to that. And speaking of walls and ceilings, it's a lot easier to replace those pipes these days because you're not putting more steel in or even copper. You're going to put PEX, P-E-X. Stands for cross-length polyethylene. It's flexible, it's super durable, and it's much easier to run through wall and ceiling cavities.
You know, yesterday we did a home inspection in my development, and we were talking about that very same thing, because at first it looked like we'd use copper pipe, And then, no, no, everybody says, no, we're going to use this new stuff, and it's the PEC stuff that you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, everybody raises their the technology and building that stuff has made that sort of thing much easier to do, and because easy to install, and it's much better because it's not going to do what the galvanized pipes do. You don't use galvanized anymore. I remember as a kid when one of the pipes broke in the house that we grew up in, which is an older house like your house, and I looked in there, and it was all of this, the rust crystallizes.
Right.
And it was the weirdest thing looking at that stuff. And then thinking you were drinking water coming through that pipe.
I cut a piece of that pipe out of an old house that I bought about a year or so ago. Mm-hmm. And looking at the cross section of the cut, there was like a pencil. You couldn't get a pencil in that.
Yeah, I know.
It was so narrow.
All right, let's talk about some of your recommendations for some of the new products around this year for spring home improvement, because there are a lot of them. So let's see if we can get a rundown of some of the things on the list that you recommend and you like.
Yeah, so let's start by talking about the toilet. If it breaks down, finding parts is a hassle. FluidMaster came out with a neat product. It's simply called the Everything Toilet Tank Repair Kit. So everything you need.
Cool.
So basically, rebuild your toilet from the inside out is in this kit. You get all of the valves, the flush valves, the fill valves, etc., and all the instructions. And they were so smart about the way they designed this, Doug. They even took it down to this level. You know, when you repair a toilet, you usually get a little bit of water drips out of the bottom of it. Well, they designed the packaging so that could be your bucket.
Really?
Yeah, real smart.
Cool.
So
yeah, very
that's cool.
Yeah.
Also, Briggs & Stratton has a new battery system out now. You know them for generators, but they've got a home battery system called Simplify 6.6. And what's neat about this is it mounts inside, it mounts outside. It's scalable, so you can have one, two, or three batteries, so you can power small house or parts of a house, or you know, a really big house, air conditioners included, and it recharges through solar panels, through a generator, or through the grid. You can even use it. You know, when the utility companies charges you higher rates at certain times of the day, you can program this to run off the batteries during that time of the day and not pay the darn rates.
Ooh, that's very cool. How much are those?
So they qualify for the federal tax rebates, and if you do like a one-battery system, it'd be about $7,000. If you go to a three-battery system, it's about $12,000.
Where do you put them, in the basement or a closet or something?
Wherever you'd like to put them, sir. Outside as well.
Can you put them outside? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Most people put them in the garage.
Yeah. All right, what else you have?
So, you know, if you're looking for usable space in your backyard, the area underneath the deck is usually like no man's land, right? It's like damp and moist. Trex Rain Escape is an underdeck drainage system that's awesome. It collects all that water, runs it through troughs into downspouts, and takes it away. And it's amazing what you can do with that space when you're done. I mean, you can build living rooms, outdoor dining rooms, you know, high-tech spaces, because it's all protected from the weather now. So that's neat. Not that expensive either. And did you know that smoke detector technology has changed because newer homes actually burn hotter and faster than older homes?
Yeah, because they're all enclosed and you can't get any air. I mean, the air that's there.
Needle ceilings and all that sort of thing, too. So,
right. Yeah.
So there's a new line of alarms out called Precision Detection from First Alert. They not only sense those fires more quickly, they also are better at detecting nuisance alarms.
Oh, cool. All right, a lot of good things. You can find more information at MoneyPit.com, the Money Pit Home Improvement show that everybody around the country listens to. Thank you very much, Tommy. 59 past the hour here on Good Day Friday.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying any.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.